This interference of God's right hand coming fresh to my memory, when the invitation from the friends in Conway Street was working in my mind, so encouraged me, and I believe a little of the same unction came with it, which I felt when dear Mr. Huntington spoke the words to me as we parted in his study, "May the Lord God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob bless thee, and go with thee," that I felt determined that I would write to the friends at Conway Street and tell them that, the Lord helping me, I was willing to come according to their request. So I wrote a letter to say that, God willing, I meant to be with them for the time mentioned. But oh, the wrestlings in prayer which I had with God before the time came, and sometimes what fears and sinkings had I of soul, lest the Lord should leave me to myself, for I have had such bitterness, bondage, and misery in the pulpit when left to myself, and that I dread pulpit work worse than the stocks if the Lord be not there. The throne of grace was watered with my tears for about 4 or 5 days before the time came for me to go, and that God would appear for me, both for body and soul, for he knew my situation in family trials, and that I had nowhere else to look, nor any other arm to rest upon. When I set off by the coach, my poor soul most of the way was breathing out its request unto God, that I might see his goodness pass before me in the way. And such freedom I had with the Lord as quite astonished me, and many sweet and precious promises came with such power that I felt a sweet confidence the Lord would be with me. And forever blessed be the name of the Lord, I found him as good as his promise, nor did one good thing fail of all that he had said to me by the way, for the Lord blessed the word to the hearts of many, and I believe they received spiritual things and cheerfully communicated carnal things. Nay, I felt sometimes as if my heart would have broken with their kindness, for so many came to me blessing God for what they had received, and telling me it was a light thing to communicate carnal things, and so it seemed, for they kept giving me one after another till I was almost ashamed to have any more. All the journey from home to London was nearly all the way with tears, cries, and prayers that God would be with me. But nearly all the way from London home, again, was nothing but praises, adoration, thanksgiving, and wondering at his goodness, mercy, and grace, in giving me, poor, ignorant, worthless me, the door of utterance, to speak a little of his praise, and that he had opened the hearts of his people to communicate to my necessities. Oh, the pleasure and joy that I felt when I got home, that I could go and discharge most of the debts that had bound me up so fast, and which about a month or 6 weeks before I believed would be my ruin at Trowbridge. And oh, how my soul blessed and praised my God, who had brought the poor old blind fool by a way that he knew not, and in the paths that he had not known, who had made darkness light before me and crooked things straight. And these things he had done for me, bless his dear name, and had not forsaken me. And I did believe in my heart he never would, for I felt such a sweet, humble, blessed confidence that I cried out again and again, and can I ever distrust my God again? Shall I ever despair again of his mercy, seeing he has so wonderfully appeared again in such a blessed way? I had for some time a tolerably even path, but it was a strange thing for me to be long out of the furnace, and I think never a poor worm tried harder to keep out of it than I did, nor dreaded more to be in it. But I have ever found that the purpose of God shall stand, let the devil and my heart plan, do or say what they will. For he will bring the third part through the fire and purify them as silver is purified, and try them as gold is tried. They shall call on his name, and he will hear them. He will say, it is my people, and they shall say, the Lord is my God. Those professors then of religion, who are not brought through the fire, whatever their sentiments may be, are not of the third part. and never know the bitterness of having all their fleshly religion burned up and consumed in the furnace, nor the sweetness of hearing a father's voice, "It is my people," nor what it is to answer, "The Lord is my God." I will leave in the midst of thee a poor and afflicted people, and they shall trust in the name of the Lord. Many are the troubles of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Through much tribulation we must enter the kingdom of God. And God gives his own account of those who are landed safe in glory. These are they which came out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. I am confident the word of God is true, and will stand forever. Then woe be to those professors of religion, who are all joy and never know any sorrow, and with whom there is all day, but who never know any night, all faith, but never any doubts, always full of peace, but never groaning under guilt, always strong, but never fainting, with plenty of salvation at their tongue's end, but who never felt what damnation is in their souls, who are always extolling the form, but pouring contempt upon the power, always speaking in the highest terms of the letter of the word, but casting a sneer of contempt at the Spirit's application of the word to the soul, wonderfully zealous for attending in ordinances, but never knowing what it is to groan to God, that he will meet with their poor cast-down souls as their comforter in the ordinances. Some of them will talk wonderfully about the doctrines of grace, but have never known what it is to water the throne of grace with their tears, that God the Holy Ghost would cause his doctrines to drop as the rain, and his still small voice to distill in their souls as the dew. Poor things, they know nothing about these things by soul experience, for they are hid from these wise and prudent professors, and only revealed unto babes. And the dear Savior thanked his Father that this was the case. I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. And why, O my soul, art thou not amongst them? Is it because thou hast merited his favor more than they? Oh, no, it is because it pleased the God and Father of all mercies and comfort that it should be so. Blessings and honors be unto thee, O holy God, the Father, that ever thy love and choice was fixed upon such a brat of hell as I. Honors, blessings, majesty, praises, and glories forever crown thy head, O holy God, the Son, equal with the Father and one with him, that ever thou didst condescend to take my nature into union with thy divine person, didst obey and righteously fulfill all the demands of the holy law, and didst satisfy divine justice for all my cursed sins, didst conquer death, and him that hath the power of death, even the devil, and hath ascended up on high, and taken possession of the inheritance, and ever liveth to make intercession for my poor soul. And O thou holy God, and thou blessed Spirit, one with the Father and the Son, blessings, honor, majesty, and glories forever be unto thee, that thou didst pick up my poor soul out of the ruins of the fall, didst kill me to all works of righteousness that I could do, didst reveal justifying righteousness and pardoning blood to my heart, and didst bear thy solemn witness to my spirit, that I am an heir of God and joint heir with Christ. O thou that hast preserved me from falling a prey to the world, the flesh, and the devil, all these years up to this moment, that hast lifted up a standard in my soul again and again, when the floods of horrid, awful, and unspeakable blasphemies have plunged my poor trembling soul into such despair that I have many times given it all up as a lost matter. O holy, blessed Trinity of persons, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, one God whom reason cannot fathom, But faith believes, love embraces, and praise adores, bless thy holy name. It is in thy light that I see light. It is thy smiles that makes my smiles. It is thy strength and power made manifest in me that holds me up and makes me strong. It is thy spirit of grace and supplications poured into my heart that brings my soul to pour it out unto thee. It is thy precious gift of faith and thy precious power, and that draws it into exercise, which enables my soul to come with confidence and say, My Lord and my God. It is thy precious presence as my Father, my friend, and my eternal all, and that changes a dungeon into a palace. Without thee, I am more and more confident I can do nothing. Oh, ever keep me, ever teach me, ever uphold me. Oh, never leave me to myself, my dear Lord, for two are better than one.